Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, today we look at ayah number 78 of Surah Al-Isra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and by extension the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكْ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during a portion of the night, فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ, perform tahajjud salah, نَافِلَةً لَكْ, as an optional prayer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عَسَى, perhaps, أَيَّبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. By observing this prayer, this optional prayer in the latter part of the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow you to enjoy a very praiseworthy station and position in the year after. Tahajjud salah. This is something that really is magical. The time of tahajjud, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about tahajjud salah, أَفْضَلُ الصَّلَاةِ بَعْدَ الْفَرِيضَةِ صَلَاةُ اللَّيْلِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the best salah that is most appreciated by Allah after the fard salah is the tahajjud salah. The nights are long, we can go to bed early, even if we go to bed at 9:30 every night, up at 3:30 in the morning, you had 6 hours sleep, and spend some time in tahajjud salah. It is, as I said earlier, really it's a magical moment. What Allah gives you at that time of the night, He does not give you during any other part of the day. That is the moment Yaqub alayhi salam chose when he made dua for the forgiveness of his sons. They committed an unforgivable crime. And then they came and they confessed to their father. And they says, oh, our father, pray for our forgiveness. He says, I will do it. Not right now. And he delayed the prayer for the latter part of the night at the time of tahajjud. Allah accepted it. Zakaria alayhi salam, he's 90 years old, plus. His wife is barren. Medically, she cannot give birth. But at that time of the night, he lifted his hands and he prayed for a child. Allah blessed him with a child. At that time of the night, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for the hidayat of Umar, the great Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and his dua was answered. One of our pious predecessors said that if you really want something in this world, whether it is of a spiritual nature or of a worldly nature, and you really want it, but you're not waking up at the time of tahajjud and making dua for it, then guess what, you don't really want it. Brothers, we're entering the second 10 days of the month of Ramadan. Generally, you find in Ramadan, there's a surge in the beginning and there's a surge at the end. And in between the middle 10, you find is normally flat. Let us, the next 10 days and nights, increase. Right? Push ourselves a bit more than what we have been. So if I was spending 20 minutes with Quran a day, let me increase that now to 25 minutes. If at the time of tahajjud I was playing 4 rakats, let me increase it to 6 rakats. That's what's happening now. In the next 10, let us increase ourselves, better ourselves, in as far as our ibadat and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.